everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. A rainy day, very rainy day in some parts of Arizona. Phoenix just got hammered today, I understand. Flooding in the Phoenix area, so if you're headed up I-10, be aware of the flooding in the Phoenix area. The Buckmaster Show, we are live each weekday, 12.04 to 1, right here on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice, we're also streaming our show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and we make the program easy for you to hear it anytime, anywhere at buckmastershow.com through our podcast situation that is taken care of so ably by producer Rosemary Brandt. A big shout out again. I want to do this for a couple of days because we're happy to have them on board as a new media sponsor. We have links now with our newest media partner, Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and TucsonLifestyle.com. Thank you to those folks for that agreement. During the noon hour, we'll get things rolling with Terry Bracey. Terry is our contributor on Washington, D.C. and governmental affairs. Shelley Fishman is with me in studio, certified financial planner. Was the mini correction short-lived? Seems to be. We'll talk to Shelley to get all the numbers, but he's got a big smile on his face and has been wearing that smile for the last couple of days. So that means the market is going north. At 33 past the hour, we'll talk with Democrat Attorney General candidate Felicia Rotellini. Felicia is eagerly awaiting the outcome of the Republican primary between Attorney General Tom Horn and Mr. Horn's challenger Mark Brnovich. Then we'll close out the show with the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report presented by Fox Tucson Theater. Today we'll be talking with Tucson Weekly Arts Editor Margaret Regan. So we've got a full lineup as usual for the hour. The live line number is 790-2040, and you can find us on Facebook at Bill Buckman. Let's welcome now Terry Bracey. Mr. Bracey, our expert on Washington and governmental affairs. He has enjoyed a long and distinguished career that began when he served as a key aide to Congressman Mo Udall. Terry Bracey went on to serve under four presidents of both parties. He's the senior partner in the respected governmental affairs firm of Bracey, Tucker, Brown, and Valenzano. And that firm represents the city of Tucson, has for a number of years, and the Central Arizona Project. Terry, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing great. We're back from vacation and ready to work.
Well, you're ready to work, but you're still ready to watch a ball game on occasion. I know you love the Washington Nationals.
Well, I felt sorry for the Diamondbacks last night. They've run into a really tough team. Our Nationals here are as hot as you can get. They've won seven straight, three walk-off victories in a row, and every break seems to be going our way, so we're headed for the playoffs.
Well, we're excited. The football season about to begin. We had Anthony...
How are the Wildcats?
Well, it's going to be... some of the prognosticators, including our contributor Anthony Jimeno, picking the Cats to be kind of somewhere in the middle. After all, there are six of the Pac-12 teams in the preseason top 25, and the Wildcats are not one of those six teams. So it could be a very tough row to hoe. The teams are just really loaded, Terry, this year in the Pac-12.
Yeah, I saw Oregon was up ranked number two or three in most polls and maybe number one at the end of the year. So, well, the Wildcat football has gotten better and better, and it's really kind of fun to watch. We have a group back here. We get together and we see as many games as possible.
Well, what else is fun to watch is Washington politics. Normally pretty quiet, I guess, in August, but there's a lot of important decisions ahead, right?
Well, there are, Bill. You know, the life in Washington is an inexorable kind of machinery, and it moves and it moves and it moves forward. The visible part is when Congress was here and you have a public debate. But now the agencies are all meeting, and they make up, you know, the federal budget. Now Congress ends up, Bill, Congress probably approves 90% of what the president sends up to it. So in every year, these agencies are involved in some of the most important debates that will affect everyone. You know, it's the tug and the pull of the process, and it's fully underway, even as people vacation and some kids go back to school. Bill, we're talking about military commitments are being talked about behind closed doors, immigration funding, highways and transit, criminal justice programs. Everything's under discussion right now. And the smart people, the smart advocates are in town getting meetings. Sometimes we can't get these meetings, you know, and in the time of year when Congress mm-hmm. is in, people have to go to hearings and so on. So it's a busy time of year. It's a quiet public time of year, but very busy behind the scenes.
And a lot of Tucson's future is at stake here as well.
Think Davis-Monthan. Think continuing downtown redevelopment. Think repair of I-10. Even think of the number of Tucson police officers. Programs that affect the funding of each of those areas are now fully under discussion in the agencies. And so our staff here, in terms of Tucson work and CAP work, we're knocking on doors.
Everybody's pointing now to the midterm elections, of course. Do you think the president will roll out anything special here, or is it going to be pretty much wait and see how the election results turn out?
Well, it's hard to predict anything, isn't it? I mean, look at Ferguson. You know, Ferguson, Missouri, out of the blue, this quickly becoming a nationalized crisis erupts, and you see how quickly in America the debate can change, and that debate affects who comes out to vote. But generally speaking, I mean, I have been expecting the president to reemerge in September, you know, as a fairly aggressive president and try to set the stage for the election on his own terms. No one, Bill, as you know, can drive a debate and change a subject like the president of the United States.
Hey, Terry, about Ferguson, as I recall, you grew up in the St. Louis area, didn't you?
I did. And I found this very shocking, very shocking. This is not the city I know. Now, Ferguson is one of 99 municipalities around St. Louis, and it is on the north side. And in my era, when I grew up there, it was the home to many factory workers who worked at McDonnell Douglas Aircraft, General Dynamics, and many of the factories that were operating the auto plant at that time. It was a middle-class, stable area. And as times have changed, jobs have changed, population shifts have occurred, that area has become more and more a minority area. But from my understanding, the structure, the political structure, has remained solidly in white hands. And that's really never a formula that works very well, does it, Bill?
No, it doesn't. Terry Bracey with us on the Buckmaster Show. Of course, we're talking about the midterm elections, and the pundits have been saying that it looks like it's going to be a big Republican year. But again, like you point out, there are all sorts of developments that could change that, correct, Terry?
Well, there are, and Bill, just take a look at what's going on in Iraq and think about the potential impact of that. I think the president has reminded us that the country gravitates to leaders in times of crisis. I expect, in September, the president will go to Congress and ask for authority to widen his efforts in the Middle East. The actions taken so far, you know, have been largely against ISIS, have been largely defensive in nature. And I don't think he's going to go any further without a congressional debate. So, that could light up another major debate, could change the scene somewhat, and it could put the Republican leaders in a real tough position. We could see President Obama's approval numbers rising mm-hmm. as the election approaches.
And, you know, the Senate majority, the Republicans, are, of course, have their eye on that particular prize. Do you think there is enough there in the tank to get them to that Senate majority?
Well, I think that the Republicans still heavily favored to improve their numbers. Whether they get to a majority or not will depend a lot upon how these various crises play out in the fall. Professionals always look at midterm elections, first as an opportunity for the opposition party, and the Republicans this year are expected to benefit. But in assessing Senate races, they look at two factors. One is polling for each of the races, and second is the approval rating of the incumbent president. If the polling's tight, the president's numbers are low, that's going to hurt the Democrat. But if the numbers of the president go up and the polling is tight, you're going to see minimal losses by the Democrats. So we don't know really what's going to happen. But any kind of crisis emerging abroad, I think General Wickham will tell you, will play to the president's hand.
Terry, just about out of time, got about a minute, but in summary, you would say still, though, the landscape at this particular time favors the Republican Party for the midterms.
It does, but a couple of really problematic things that I can't weigh. One is it's a historically unpopular Congress, and least popular of all is the Republican-led House. And second is the GOP incumbent senators are having an unusually tough time in the primaries. Ordinarily, they win these things easily, 95% of the vote, if they have one at all. This year, they're getting about 70% of the vote. And it shows me that there's a lot under the surface roiling inside the Republican tent. So I'm looking for some surprises in November.
All right, Terry Bracey, always a pleasure having you here on the Buckmaster Show, and hope your Nationals do well there and the down the home stretch, and we'll let you go. And Terry, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Bill, and here's to the Wildcats.
All right, thanks a lot. Terry Bracey on the Buckmaster Show on what is going to turn out to be a pretty rainy afternoon here in Arizona. Coming up now on 1217, Shelley Fishman with us next.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, "Hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family." It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey.
Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great! You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you landed 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I parked right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 8/31/14. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And the man we like to consult with, Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner, with us in studio. Shelley, how's your week going?
Our week's doing great, Bill. We're doing very well in the stock market yesterday and today. And the thunder is indicating some really good rain.
So. Yes, we don't have a particular window to the outside world here in the studio, but just by judging from the noise we are hearing with the thunder, it's probably raining outside.
It really is. And it's a great omen for the markets.
It is. And it is not raining on Wall Street as far as the stock market's concerned, because the market's up almost 100 points today.
Yeah, it is, after a couple of hundred yesterday. So what we're seeing is a very light pullback in the market, not quite a correction formally that would have needed 10%. We got about 7 intraday, a little bit more than that, but it's about 7% pullback, and now we're threatening to hit 17,000 again. I would say if this is as bad as the pullback gets, then we're on track now to finish out the year at, between 8 and 10%. And that would be a very, very nice thing.
Now, of course, this is not a correction that we had or coming out of a correction. I'm kind of calling it a mini pullback, something like that.
Yeah, the formal requirement for a correction is 10%. We didn't get 10% down. But the effect was what it was. We got a little bit overbought, and the market, even though there was no precipitous action. I mean, a lot of dumb things going around, going on in the world. And all of those things kind of, I think, led to what was just a readjustment of some sectors. The market has just been remarkably well able to shrug off international crises and some domestic stuff as well. We've gotten a very good report on manufacturing earlier in the week. Got a nice report on housing this morning. Inflation is remaining very, very low. Congress is out of town, which means that, we don't get this constant negativity. And so the market's reacting well.
A front page story today about savings. Folks are not saving very much. I don't know. I guess it's to be expected if you're the age of my producer, Rosemary Brandt, in her 20s. Folks in that age group are not thinking a lot about saving for retirement.
Right, because when you're in your 20s and 30s, you're immortal. nothing's ever going to happen to you. You just are. And the fact is that what we know is that normally if you're you know, have a normal career throughout your life these days, you're going to have seven or eight jobs, or work for seven or eight companies, probably have more jobs than that, several jobs within a company, during the course of your career. And what used to be, which is defined benefit plans, pension plans, those are like hen's teeth anymore. You don't find them very often. So you take your 401k, different companies contribute or participate differently in those kinds of plans. And very often, if you start in a job, you might have to work for 90 days or even a year before you are allowed to participate. So when you take a look at the combination of youth thinking itself immortal and there not being an automatic start to a retirement planning process, then it's really up to the individual. The flip side of that article this morning was just as disturbing. Even though the vast majority of millennials are not saving at all for retirement, when asked about their retirement, they're very confident that they'll be fine. Now, you know, that's a kind of disconnect between the reality and the perception that, you know, hopefully a little bit of age and maturity will correct. But I always tell young clients when they say, should I be saving? And if so, how much? The answer is as much as you can. Shoot for 10% of your gross. If there's a 401k, max it out. That's the best way to start saving. And then pull that 401k, when you change jobs, take that 401k and move it to your next job if you can. If they don't allow you to do that, then move it to your own IRA so you can control it. But never allow tax-advantaged savings plans or retirement plans to go unloved.
It was also disturbing in the article to see that the a percentage of baby boomers have no savings.
We talked about that several years ago. We used to say that 50% of baby boomers had $50,000 or less saved toward their retirement. That seems to be improving, where baby boomers are beginning to see that they have to catch up. And, of course, because of the recession and other things, baby boomers are working longer. So they're not retiring at age 65. They're working until their early 70s even. So they've got some time to catch up. But I think the number, and I'm talking from memory, I should never do this, was about 30% of baby boomers are going to have to rely on Social Security. Just not enough.
Yeah, I think you're correct. It's in that vicinity. But really, it's never too late to begin saving.
That's correct. It's always better to start early, but it's never too late. You have to do it unless, number one, you don't need the money because you're independently wealthy. Or you have a defined benefit plan, you're working for a government or something like that. But if you have not put away the equivalent of 7 or 8 years' salary, your retirement is going to either be postponed or delayed. It's going to be partial. That is, you're going to work part-time through a lot of your retirement, or you're going to have to significantly change your lifestyle. And, you know, it seems to me that neither of those three alternatives is something to be wished for. So, you know, if we have people listening to this program who are in their 50s or 40s or even early 60s, it's time to even cut back on your current lifestyle in order to allow yourself to begin to put together the nest egg you will need during what is very often 30 years of unemployment.
Yeah,
that's called retirement.
You're right. And you are more than happy, Shelley Fishman, to sit and talk with people
about
this.
What I do for a living.
I mean, this is what you do for a living, and you would be willing and able to sit down with people and talk about really what their goals are.
Yes, it's very, very important that people be able to establish goals and set their own goals. But, you know, sometimes, depending upon where you are in life and where you are with your savings, a conversation can be a little unpleasant.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I don't sugarcoat it necessarily. Mm-hmm. I try to be nice about it.
Yeah.
But I don't sugarcoat bad news, because if you sugarcoat bad news, the bad news simply gets prolonged. And so if there are things to do, then you got to do them.
Shelley, where can people reach you?
buckmastershow.com or shellyfishman.com or 940-0884.
Okay, and Shelly will return those phone calls. He's constantly monitoring that. Have a great week,
you
Shelly.
You too. Stay dry.
Thanks a lot. All right.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel has recalled its negotiators from Cairo as its month-long war with Palestinians in the Gaza Strip flares again. Hours before a truce was set to expire today, Hamas started firing rockets into southern Israel. Israel has retaliated with airstrikes. Ukrainian troops have been pressing attacks in the two largest cities held by pro-Russia rebels in eastern Ukraine, while the government in Kiev also pursues diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict. 10 days after the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown, who is black, by a white police officer, law enforcement officials still struggling to calm the unrest in Ferguson, Missouri. What started out as a peaceful protest last night again deteriorated into violence. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 84 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 20. More details at srnnews.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
There's only one Los Changuitos Feos, and there's only one 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Don't miss this celebration of Tucson's own internationally renowned youth mariachi. Mariachi Cobre comes back from Disney World to its Tucson roots for this extraordinary event. Los Changuitos Feos 50th anniversary concert, Saturday, 7 p.m., August 23rd at the TCC Music Hall. Tickets available at the TCC box office or online through Ticketmaster.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon. This portion presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Coming up on Saturday, September the 6th, sample the delicious delights of downtown Silver City's eateries. It's a great weekend getaway for people living in southern Arizona, just 3 hours east of Tucson to the mile high elevation, making for mild days and cool nights. A great time of year over in Silver City. Wonderful places to stay, like Georgetown Cabins and Gila Hot Springs Ranch. You can find the full listing of places to stay and things to do by visiting their great website, southwestnewmexico.org. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line Felicia Rotolini, the Arizona Attorney General candidate on the Democratic side. Felicia, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Are you up in Phoenix, where I understand it's been pouring?
Yes, I am in Phoenix. It's raining as we speak. I love it, and we need all the rain we can get in Arizona.
We certainly do. Of course, you came very close 4 years ago to unseating the incumbent Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn, who is locked in a very competitive battle with Attorney Mark Brnovich. Do you have any preference? Would you like to have a rematch with Mr. Horn?
Well, let me tell you, we will be ready for whoever comes out of that primary. They both will be broke and very bruised, as you know, and we will be ready to go up on commercials and tell my story about being a prosecutor and a public servant. It would be fun to have a rematch with Mr. Horn. I will admit that, honestly, because we were so close last time, and as you remember, in 2010, I'd never run for office before. I wanted to be Attorney General because I'd worked in that office for 13 years as a prosecutor, and I know that it needs to be in the hands of someone who will protect and serve and not be a career politician. And I'm running for the same reason. We need to make sure that office protects and serves the people of Arizona and stays independent and above partisan politics.
You have said that Mr. Horn's office is almost like a circus.
It is. I believe it's lost its way. There are folks that are managing that office and running that office that aren't about protecting and serving, don't know how to prosecute criminals and protect Arizona families, and are all about using that office as a personal battering ram for his own political agenda, his cronies. It's been an embarrassment. It's just been absurd, some of the things that have gone on in the Attorney General's office. And that's why I'm running. We need to have an Attorney General that the people of Arizona can be proud of and can feel very safe with, and that will make sure, as I will do, that I'm making decisions in the best interest of the people.
Has the office lost its way, Felicia Rotolini, in regards to being an independent watchdog, especially when it comes to consumer affairs?
Yes. Well, let's talk about the mortgage settlement. That settlement occurred in 2012. Mr. Horn took over a year to produce some kind of program to get the money to the borrowers and the homeowners that were trying to save their homes. It was early in 2013. I'd already begun my campaign for Attorney General, and Mr. Horn was just getting his program out, and we only had $50 million to work with instead of the $90-plus million that he originally received through this settlement, because he let the legislature take $50 million of it. Now, that tells me he was playing politics. He should have been fighting for the people of Arizona, making sure all of that money went to the folks that was intended to go to, which were homeowners in trouble back in 2012. That's a perfect example of his political gamesmanship and rolling over with the legislature instead of fighting for the people of Arizona.
You might want to refresh our listeners on a little bit about your background, Felicia.
Well, I spent 13 years in the Attorney General's office under both Republican and Democrats. I was hired by Republican Grant Woods back in 1992. My background is consumer fraud, senior fraud. I was the lead litigator for the state of Arizona against Arthur Anderson on its failed audits of the Baptist Foundation of Arizona, which was a Ponzi scheme, and we were able to return $217 million to the victims of that fraud, mostly seniors and working class families. Then I had the opportunity to run the Arizona Department of Financial Institutions from 2006 to 2009, and I worked very closely with the Tucson realtors and mortgage industry to clean up our mortgage industry, to get the mortgage loan officers licensed. I created a mortgage fraud task force that was instrumental in the indictments of 36 people under Operation Cashback, which was done by the Republican U.S. attorney at the time. So my background is problem solving, it is prosecuting, it is being in the trenches every day, and my expertise is in financial services and financial fraud, which is really one of the important areas that the Attorney General's office has to really make a difference in people's lives.
You rolled out an aggressive plan to protect Arizona seniors from fraud. Perhaps you could outline some of the high points of that, please.
Yes. Well, from my experience over the last 17 years, it's clear that our seniors are victims of fraud in Arizona. I was in Green Valley recently talking to a journalist who said he felt that community was under siege by scam artists who are calling into seniors' homes using the classic vacuum cleaner salesman pitch or the solar panel pitch to really take the life savings of some of these seniors. And so what I want to do is bring the Attorney General's office to our retirement communities and make sure that they have the opportunity to have access to consumer fraud advocates, to folks who are complaining about, have complaints that they need to make with the Attorney General's office, because seniors have a tendency to isolate, especially if they think they might have been the victims of a fraud. We need to go to them and go to the community. I'm also going to beef up our rural areas where we have satellite offices and volunteers who can work to help our senior citizens learn how to prevent being a victim of fraud. I think the most important part is knowledge of what's out there and how to prevent. Because once the fraud happens, it's so difficult to really get any money back from these types of scam artists.
Well, there's certainly a growing demographic, Felicia Rotolini, for the aging in Arizona with the baby boomers. I mean, it's going to be a huge issue.
Well, it is. And there are many cottage industries that have cropped up that are legitimate, that help our senior citizens, help the families of our senior citizens. But there's also an opportunity for financial exploitation. And so my job is to send a message out to the business community, not on my watch, not in Arizona. Don't come to Arizona if you want to take advantage of our seniors, because you'll be held accountable and there's someone who will prosecute you.
Regardless of it, if it's Mr. Horn, regardless of it's Mr. Brnovich, what will the big issue be as far as you're concerned in the fall?
The big issues will, again, be protecting our children. One of the largest sections of the Attorney General's office is the section that represents the Child Protective Services Agency and now this new Office of Child Welfare. There's a group of lawyers, many, many lawyers who are in court every day, either working on termination of parental rights or foster care or adoption. And those lawyers need to know that their job is to put the children's interests first and do the right thing for the right reasons. Protecting our kids in the area of sex trafficking, that is an issue that's homegrown in Arizona. It involves our young girls, young boys, prosecuting and making sure that we keep those organized criminals out of Arizona. And we also need to make sure we go after the organized criminals at the border, the Mexican drug cartels. Those are the folks who are profiting from drugs, from everything that's coming across the border that's illegal, including coyotes. And we need to combat that to protect Arizona.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see on primary day who you will be facing then in the general election. Where can people find out more about Felicia Rotolini?
I would welcome everyone to go to my website, which is FeliciaForArizona.com. And Felicia is F-E-L-E-C-I-A ForArizona.com. That's where you'll find my initiatives for protection of seniors from consumer fraud. You'll find a background on my history of the cases I've handled and what I've done in the past, which tells folks what I'll do in the future, and that's put them first.
And I'm sure you'll be very visible all over the state in the coming weeks.
Yes. You'll start seeing our signs down there. Once all those other signs go away, we'll have some prime spots on some of our prime corners. And we'll be on the news, we'll be on commercials. And as always, anyone who wants to support me, please go to the website. There's lots of opportunities to volunteer, to contribute, and to do all of that. Thank you so much for allowing
you.
Me to have a chance to talk.
Thanks a lot for being on the show. Thanks, Felicia.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views.
But large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
In Southern Arizona, if you don't have termites yet, you will. Five Star Termite and Pest Control treats what the termites are after, your home. Don't treat the dirt, earth, ground, or soil. Foam the home. Call Five Star at 886-0045. Subterranean termites? Bad. Five Star Termite and Pest Control? Good. Soil treatments? Silly. Patented foaming treatment process? Smart. Homeowner who wants effective termite treatment? Contacts Five Star at 886-0045 and fivestartermite.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum. Tucson's newest art museum is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road just west of Udall Park and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Heel! No, no, stop it!
Is your dog out of control, dragging you on walks, chewing furniture, barking, or even biting? With over 40 years' experience, Dog Masters Training can train you to provide the proper leadership your dog is waiting for. From basic obedience to walking on a lead, leash aggression to socialization, Dog Masters Training, because if you don't take control, your dog will. Visit our website, dogmasterstraining.com, or call 977-5965.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's time for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report, sponsored by the Crown Jewel of Downtown, Fox Tucson Theater, encouraging you to become a member and enjoy member-only benefits, such as the privilege to buy tickets to our most popular shows during member-only pre-sales. The Fox Fall lineup begins next week with Dwight Yoakam's sold-out concert. Next up will be the incomparable Mavis Staples in concert on Friday, September the 5th. Get your tickets today to see the Grammy-winning Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, who we fell in love with as a member of the Staples Singers and then moved on to become really create some of these great soul anthems like I'll Take You There and Respect Yourself. Known for having a warm, embracing voice, Mavis Staples has spent her career effortlessly enjoying success as a soul, R&B, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and gospel performer. To purchase tickets to see Mavis Staples on Friday, September the 5th, and to view the full schedule performances and events, call 547-34, visit foxtucson.com. Let's welcome now Margaret Regan, the Tucson Weekly Arts Editor and highly acclaimed author and writer of Things About the Border. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. How is it going for you?
Going very well, and thanks for being with us. I know you've been busy working on a story for the University of Arizona Alumnus Magazine. It's the UA Alumnus Magazine that will be coming out in September, and you are focusing on a very interesting show that opened a week or so ago at the Center for Creative Photography.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. There's a show called Performance. And not surprisingly, it is the collection of an acclaimed dance professor at the U of A, Doug Nielsen, very interesting guy who's done modern dance all over the world. And while he was doing dance all over the world, he was always buying art. And he has an amazing collection, which he keeps in his loft in the ice house downtown in the Warehouse District. He has it crammed with art. And right now, something like 130 of the photographs that he owns are on view at the Center for Creative Photography.
Wow, so he's put together a really nice collection, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you know, a few years ago, he had a show at the Tucson Museum of Art, and that one filled all the upper spaces of the museum. And that one, curated by Julie Sassi, that was all kinds of art. He collects painting as well. Of course, for the center, we've just got photography. He's got some amazing big-time names, you know, Diane Arbus, big-time New York photographer, as well as a lot of local people. One of the pictures is Judy Miller, who does this weird stuff with wax figures, wax museum figures, and then she sets them in unusual settings. So at the center, we have a Mona Lisa at the Grand Canyon, among other things. So it's really kind of, you know, cutting edge and quirky stuff. And what's interesting is this will be the first show curated by the center's brand new curator, Josh Chuang. And he says, well, it's not necessarily what you expect to see at the CCP. It has an edge to it. He promises we will still be seeing our beloved Ansel Adams, whose collection, as you probably know, his archives start at the center's collection. but he says he's got some interesting and surprising things lined up, so that'll be great, because they haven't had a fully engaged curator for quite some time. They have another curator who also works out of the Phoenix Art Museum curating shows up there. So now we have one who'll be concentrating on the CCP. Be very interesting to see what Mr. Chuang comes up with.
Was the Nancy you were trying to, was that Nancy Burson?
Yes.
Nancy Burson. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
So her work is also represented in that show, which will be up, I guess, through the holidays.
Yeah,
actually.
January 4th.
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of time to go down there. Another interesting thing is the way they set it up. I guess when Josh went down to Doug's loft, he was absolutely intrigued with the way the art is living there with Doug. I've been down there. I mean, you should see the place.
It's wow.
Pictures everywhere, everywhere. So they tried to, in a way, create that atmosphere at the Center for Creative Photography. And not to give away too much, but the opening space, you know, that the gallery at the center has four different rooms or so.
Mm-hmm.
So the opening gallery is set up like somebody's living room with some very modernist furniture. And then the pictures are hung up in a way that the center doesn't usually do, what you call salon style, just in that one room, absolutely covering the walls, you know, to sort of evoke the loft where they are most of the time, right here in downtown Tucson.
Folks have an opportunity until, well, not at least another week or so to get to the Contreras Gallery. Mm-hmm. On East 6th, you wrote about this a week or so ago in the Tucson Weekly. That's an interesting show.
Oh, yeah. Now, what could be more fun? You know, a summertime show, you know, when things are a little slow on the art scene. Michael and Neda Contreras, who run Contreras Gallery, which is right there at 6th and 6th, you know, which is a little kind of arts district in its own right, got this idea to invite artists to do whatever they wanted about Tucson. And they came up with some great stuff. You know, there was a picture that ran in the Weekly with my story of Neda Contreras. It was a painting of two Dias de los Muertos skeletons speeding past Picacho Peak on a red motorcycle.
Yeah, that was a great image. Yeah, I remember that.
That was really fun. And we've got a René Magritte, you know, all the famous paintings René Magritte painted of himself in a bowler hat. Well, in this case, he's standing in front of the Catalinas. And, you know, Magritte was a surrealist painter, and so in those paintings, the face is usually covered with something, and one, it's an apple. Well, here in the Catalina's painting, he's got a prickly pear pad right in front of his face under the bowler cap. So it's really fun, and there are lots of, you know, things about the landscape. There are things about cultural traditions. Michael Contreras, Michael does these wonderful etchings that are based on Mexican folk art, and he did La Llorona, walking at the base of a mountain. And you probably know La Llorona is the woman who sort of haunts riverbanks in Mexican and Mexican-American folklore. She's wailing for her children, but I believe, unfortunately, she drowned the children herself. And I guess now she's sorry, but she's a scary character, and he's done this great etching of her.
Well, I'm running out of time, but
want
to... You're editing, you're in the final stages of a new book. And
yeah,
we can
talk
about that maybe next time. And also, Matt Bevel's Museum of Kinetic Art down at Tucson Museum of Art. I think that's up, Margaret, through the end of September.
Right, yeah, and I can't wait to see that one. He's a crazy guy that does these amazing kinetic sculptures which move. So that'll be fun to see at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Thank you so much, Margaret Regan. We'll look for your work in the Alumnus Magazine, UA Alumnus Magazine in September, and of course in the Tucson Weekly. Thank you, Margaret.
You're welcome, Bill.
All right. The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting a full fall lineup of live concerts, comedy, lectures, events, and classic film. Purchase your tickets now for the Grammy Award-winning and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Mavis Staples in concert Friday, September the 5th. Mavis is known for her warm, embracing voice and for a career full of successes as a soul, R&B, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and gospel performer. Then on September 16th, Stop by the Fox for a few laughs. Tucson is the first tour stop for the Last Comic Standing Tour 2014. This production features some of the funniest comedians from NBC's popular reality show Last Comic Standing, and warning audience members, be prepared for some big laughs. To purchase tickets to see Mavis Staples on Friday, September 5th, and Last Comic Standing Tour 2014 on September 16th, visit foxtucson.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan Better Water Pure and Simple. Thank you, Culligan, for supplying all of our in-studio guests with a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone comes up at 8 to 9. And then producer Rosemary Brandt and me, Bill Buckmaster, back with you at 12:04 for the midweek Wednesday edition of The Buckmaster Show. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.